1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian troops pressing toward Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. ABC's James Longman in the city, speaking exclusively with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he was at a hospital presenting awards to Kharkiv's defenders.
For me, it's very important to support them, to come and to say that we recognize their bravery. Not too much involved people who are ready to give their life for the life of others.
The Justice Department this morning has informed House Republicans that President Biden has formally asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The DOJ says that effectively shields Attorney General Garland from any criminal exposure or contempt of Congress, this stemming from Republicans' investigation of Biden's storage of classified documents. And President Biden will meet with Donald Trump on the debate stage. Two debates have now been scheduled. The first will be as soon as next month. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's talking to black voters in Milwaukee about the economy. Black voter turnout in Wisconsin was only 58% 4 years ago, and this year only 14% think the economy is doing well.
People are still struggling. People are still looking to get the things that they need. But I think that as we continue to move forward, you know, people are going to understand that this presidential election is going to be extremely important.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Green Bay Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and host a game on Thanksgiving night. The NFL released its regular season schedule last night. The Packers will play at least five games on primetime national TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Arena is over $300,000 behind in property tax payments, and more payments are due at the end of this month. Fox Valley Pro Basketball, the owner of the arena on Main Street, has listed the facility for sale on LoopNet earlier this year. Fox 11 News reports that January 31st and March 31st tax payments were missed. More payments are coming up at the end of this month and July 31st. There's money to be made when the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay for businesses and for individuals, says Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
I think that's absolutely true. And I've just been, you know, reinforcing the point that obviously the city has a really important role to play, Discover Green Bay Packers. But individuals and community members and community organizations and businesses, I think, will just do well to think really creatively about how they can put their best foot forward.
The countdown to the draft has begun. In just 11 months, over 250,000 people will be visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It kind of looked like Bambi's Bombers from 40 years ago. Five home runs from five different Brewer players on the way to a 10-2 win over Pittsburgh at American Family Field in front of nearly 33,000 fans. 24-year-old lefty Robert Gasser becoming the first pitcher in Brewers franchise history to begin his MLB career 2-0.
I was able to use the whole arsenal today, so went to the cutter, went to the changeup, got some outs on them, so I was really happy to be able to use those and with everything else.
The NFL schedules are out, and the Packers with five games in primetime. The bye week is in week 10. They finish the season on the road against the Vikings and at home against the Bears. Doug Gottlieb is the new head basketball coach at UW Green Bay and admits he's off to a late start recruiting new players.
Is it late? Sure, but being late is a lot worse if you're at Kentucky or Arkansas or even Wyoming. That's a lot harder late at that level than is this level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 70. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing after midnight 52. Tomorrow sunshine 79. By Saturday sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app, being joined by Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police, Fire Rescue, Public Safety, and talk about their big golf outing coming up on August 12th.
24 municipalities in the county. Those are probably the two best.
Really? Wow. Jimmy?
No, I'm just kidding. You're here. You're my friend. But you got going on there. And you talked earlier and even during the break about how the community really leans into both municipalities.
Oh, yeah. When these people started this golf outing 2 years ago, I didn't know what to expect. It is unbelievable how much money they raised, how many people come to it, how many people support it. Like, this is... Golf is a lot of work, but this has been kind of easy.
And people say, you know, where's the money going? And you had mentioned that, Chief, earlier, but it's going to things that, you know, there's things that you have to have and things that you'd like to have, and they help you get the things you'd like to have.
And you know that from being a mayor. You can't budget for everything.
No.
So
no.
This is answers that.
And the community loves it. They love you. So, yeah, this is great. So this is going to be happening on Monday.
August 12th.
August 12th, yes.
At Thornberry.
Great. And we talked about you can sponsor a hole.
Sponsor hole, you can sponsor a golf cart,
and a foursome's only $500 and includes a steak dinner.
Yeah, and we got some awesome prizes, and we got we have some par three events where if you hit a hole in one of them is if you pay $20 and you hit the hole in one, $10,000 cash to you.
Nice.
Then we got a jet ski.
Okay, be careful.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is this the FOP one?
What does that mean?
Where the guy hit it and he won it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't measured correctly.
Oh, no. Okay. But that happens too. You got to be very specific.
Oh, yeah.
I was a witness at one.
Oh, that's
NFL
right.
NFL Players Association thing. And I wasn't paying close attention. But I did, you know what I mean? Because you're standing out there for 5 hours and this, God bless her, you know, just this lady hits and I watch it come on. She sculled it. But it was so dry. It rolled all the way. And I look, I go, that went in, right? That went in. And do you remember Napoleon McCallum? Running back for the Oakland Raiders back today, like 250. He comes walking up to me, goes, "That went in, right?" Yeah, that went in. And I got grilled.
Did you like to go in front of like get sworn in?
I had to do two different things with the insurance company.
Still, that's real money.
You had to like testify.
Yes.
Because there was a PT Cruiser they gave away, and that insurance company does not screw around. So all I'm saying is make sure you got a very good witness.
Yeah, and you have to have the insurance companies come out.
Yep.
And you have to have everything
the
done
right
by the
distance.
Book. Because we ended up buying the Harley because the guy hit it and made it. But there was some discrepancy. It was measured correctly initially, but then someone moved the tee boxes or something happened where a few feet, they wouldn't give them the Harley.
You're
insurance
exactly
would not
correct.
Cover it. So we bought it.
Wow. Well, that gets that keeps them coming back.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
But you have that again, huh? You got the $10,000.
Yeah, we
got cool.
$10,000, and then we got a jet ski on another hole. Nice. And then the other one is going to be like an ATV or UTV.
Nice.
How
good stuff.
Far is the jet ski hole?
I don't know. Okay.
You need a lake first, Jim.
Or take out the river. Get over that? Oh, I thought you were talking about the jet ski.
Can you bring that to Austin?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the jet ski if you don't have it.
Yeah. Not on Sundays.
Okay.
Not on Sundays, but yeah, we're all stuff buddies.
So. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Man, I went to the Ostoff. It's a Saturday night, and there's music going on, and I'm checking everything out. And I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream. Right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous. Jimmy, okay, where's the guy
get
that?
Do you have a picture?
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I put a lot of Saturday nights there.
And I went up to him, and I said, Jimmy, I love the Zip and Pippin. What you did to Baby that almost cost me my job, Chopper.
That's what I said to him, too.
Fantastic. Well, you can tell you one thing, though. You guys, you cover such a wide area, and you guys do such a great job. I'm not blowing smoke. You really do. I've met with some of your people in unfortunate circumstances.
Know Chief Rankus?
I know Chief Rankus, who is phenomenal. I used to do stories on your buddy that did the Iron Man.
Izzy.
Remember Izzy?
Yep.
Did the Iron Man in regards to a great cause. And so you guys get involved out there. You really
Big time. And now with Chief Rankus, it's even more so. We're doing all kinds of stuff.
That's great. He's a Marine veteran.
How do you know him?
We work together at Veterans Village. Okay. He and I, and this is another reason why I want to be in charge of the museum at the cottage court. Mm-hmm. Me and Mike built the museum at the Veterans Village in Appleton.
Really?
Me and Mike Rankus.
Seriously.
Yes. Yeah. We'd go down to the Oshkosh Museum. They'd loan us stuff and everything. Yeah. We'd do all these displays. Mike basically built that thing. He was so instrumental.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good people that are kind of out there. You want to talk about what they're going to do with Yuza's old home?
I got to read a text quick. I got a quick text here first. Chopper and Chief Mike do awesome things for the Hobart Lawrence community when Chopper's not on vacation.
So half the year. No, I'm just kidding. It's in the news yesterday, that big home you have there is being purchased by, or it may be purchased by that company out of Tennessee for a rehab place. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not.
Okay. Anyway, that's you'll read about that when you get home today, because it's interesting news. But I think what people see in Hobart is a community worth investing in, and that's what they're looking at doing.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's $2 million.
When I was in real estate and you had a place in Hobart, it went so fast. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not giving it away in Hobart either.
No.
Behave, Jimmy.
I know that.
Yeah,
so.
Behave, Jimmy. That's giving a new line every day. Behave, Jimmy. I love it.
Yeah, it's never worked. It's not going to.
I love it.
So.
Dan, it's not an easy job, though, being a police officer, is it? I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, this community, everyone supports the police.
Right.
I mean, they love us here.
Right.
It's not like some of these cities out west.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, just like any job, it has its challenges.
But look at Dan. I mean, you got a pretty good demeanor about you. You know, you're these kids that come out, or even, I mean, I'm talking not kids, I'm talking teenagers and stuff. I mean, you're a pretty easy, approachable guy, kind of a funny guy. And I think that's important. I think we lost a little bit of that. Maybe not here, but in these other municipalities where they were the.
Yeah. In some municipalities, in some areas of the country, people don't look at police quite like they do here.
Right.
So we're trying to kind of humanize all that and make everyone know we're good people.
And again,
you live here.
Talk about what today is.
Today's National Police Day.
Right. And
Police Week.
And the Police Week, flags at half mast.
Yep.
To honor those that have fallen in the line of duty.
Yep.
And we've had a few in the state of Wisconsin over the last couple
Hobart
of years.
We had Hobart Lawrence. We had Ettore and Markins.
I'll never forget that.
2022. I was working there. I was there about a month, and those two got killed.
Yeah.
Never forget. That was
2002. July 22nd, 2022.
It's been that long now, huh?
Yep. Right at 4:22 p.m. I remember it like.
I knew her. I knew her well.
Everyone did.
Yeah,
and everyone knew Ettore.
Yes.
Because he worked for 30 years at DePere. Yeah.
That was such a tragedy.
He retired from DePere,
yeah,
and then came on to kind of help get the department going. And then she was working for Brillion, and then came on because obviously we were growing.
Right,
and
it was you're kind of new.
Opportunity.
Right.
And then that happened, and back then I don't think it was as common, cops getting killed like when Hobart, it rocked.
That was shocking.
All of Brown County, all of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, and the way it was done, too, just piling into them.
96 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they were right in front of Balin Builders on Mason Street.
You have a nice monument there.
Yeah, very nice.
I mean, you're honoring that.
Yeah, Balin did a really good job and helped us with that. And
well, the community stepped up too on that. I just think that's who you are.
Yeah, the community stepped up, yeah. And then we had some memorials and, yeah.
How can we celebrate and honor the police this week with it being their week? Just a normal citizen, what can we do?
Just see a police officer, thank them. Tell them you appreciate them. That's it.
Drop off cookies.
Yeah, you know, if you see me, I'm better.
Well, I will say one thing, though. Now, we had one of my good friends comes in here, and he was a cop like 25 years ago, and he said he'd apply for a job. There'd be 100 other resumes, you know, for a small town. I mean, it's crazy.
That's how it was.
That's how it was.
It's
how
not
is that
how it
now?
Is now.
Okay.
I think it's getting better. But I remember years ago going to take written tests for different departments. You'd be in like an auditorium.
Yeah.
And there'd be 200 people there for two spots.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, maybe you get 15. It has gotten better, though.
But I see what some, like, Los Angeles is down like 20% of what they're supposed to have. And guys can start now at like 95 to 100,000. And that's what they've just finally had to do. It's like, okay, let's just pay them whatever we can pay them to get people to become a cop in Los Angeles. Not that I would ever be a cop in Los Angeles, but, you know.
When Minneapolis went through the defund the police thing, they lost like 400 guys.
Wow.
And, you know, when you lose those guys, you're losing experience. You're losing the trainers.
Mentors.
Yeah, the mentors. I mean, I don't know how you replace that.
Well, they learned that the hard way. They throttled back on a whole bunch of that stuff.
They?
Yeah. So it, we went through a really weird phase.
Really weird.
With Floyd, with just a lot
Jacob
of.
Jacob Blake.
Right. Yeah. Just a lot of things. And Americans do that. Boy, we get caught up on something. We ride that train and then you step back and think, what the hell were we thinking? You know what I mean? But this is, I think I would agree.
It's common now.
Yeah.
It's slowing.
But I would agree with you that I think it's becoming a more respected and not.
For sure.
It's still dangerous, but there's.
We have a lot of support.
A lot of support and a lot of better equipment out there too that we're trying.
Tons of equipment. And that's one thing Chief Rankus has done. And so that's where this money for the golf money will go towards, like I told you, equipment we can't budget for. Like he wants push guards on the front of the squads, fast IDs for people like don't have a license on them or maybe never had a license.
Right.
And they're like, we don't know who they are, so we can run their fingerprint and try to figure who they are. And the fire department, the one thing they're trying to get is, I didn't know this, but when they go to a fire, their turnout gear, if they need to wash it or clean it or do whatever, they don't have a backup.
Oh.
So then if there's a fire, they don't have.
Wow.
So we're trying to purchase another set of turnout gear for each fireman.
Okay.
And that's $3,500 a pop.
Right.
So that's where this money would go.
One other thing I got to say, Dan, and I used to talk to my brother about this, was a sheriff's deputy, and then he was the sheriff for a lot of years, is people don't realize what cops see when they go to bed at night and they think they're nice, peaceful, beautiful. They don't see what the cops see. And you've been through that a million times, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen some things.
Yeah. And you just get up the next morning and do it again.
I sometimes feel when I talk to some of these cops that they really don't see the city. They see the worst of the city. And, you know, Hobart's great. Green Bay is a great community. But, I mean, when you guys, especially you guys who work the night shift, you kind of see the worst of the city. And I wish the media would focus on all the good things. I hope they cover your golf outing. I hope they cover the turnout gear that you're buying. I hope they. But sometimes, you know, when people come up and, oh, yeah, Mayor, the city's going to hell, I'm like, where do you get your news? You know, but they only have so much time, and they do the car accidents and the shootings first, and they're so. But I'm glad you're getting the word out there, and I think by you getting out there is the best way to communicate with the area that, look, we know what we're doing.
Make sure you get us all the information.
Yeah,
we're going to plug this from now until August 12th about your golf tournament for Hobart Lawrence Police and Fire. Chopper, great seeing you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You bet.
I'm going to call him that every day.
No, that's all right.
Burke Griffin's joining us when we come back. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. We're talking about what's going on at UW Green Bay Basketball as well. Do we have Burke on? Big Papa.
Hello.
Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot first, okay, before we talk UW Green Bay Basketball. I'm going to put you on the spot.
I wouldn't do it to you, Burke, but Johnny's going to.
Are you ready?
I guess I am. Yeah.
Chopper?
Big Papa, it's Chopper.
Uh-huh.
Good answer. Burke,
what did I do last night?
Good answer. It was a blur.
The schedule's out, Big Papa, and there's no Monday night game.
So are you,
I know.
Does that mean you're going to be an auctioneer?
Wait, what are we talking about?
The golf outing.
The Hobart Lawrence Police Department, Fire Department golf outing on August 12th. He said he's asked you to be the auctioneer, and you said you had to wait until the Packers schedule came out.
Oh, Chopper, that's who. I missed that part of it. I didn't know.
What's up, Big Papa?
He's such an eloquent man.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't even think about it.
I'm out of excuses.
Like he's in. I told you we're going to put you on the spot.
I think we got him.
I think so, too.
Don't have.
Yep. You did.
There you go.
I'm all in, man. All right.
We got some great prizes.
August 12th, it starts at 9 a.m., but you're going to be auctioning at 5:15.
Yeah, and we got a lot of cool Vegas stuff.
Nice.
So,
hey, Burke, you've got something coming up to a fundraiser for your football team, don't you? A meat raffle?
Well, we had – are you talking – go ahead.
Just from your Facebook, I saw a meat raffle you guys were having.
Yeah, you know what? We had that two Saturdays ago.
Oh, okay.
We're
on tour, Burke. Burke's like, oh, my God. I know.
All right,
let's talk basketball, Burke. What do you think about the hiring of Gottlieb?
You know what, as a broadcaster at a local TV station, I'm not supposed to have an opinion. However, if I want to be completely objective, I think it was about one of the only options that they had at this point. You know, the timing of Sundance leaving, middle of May, portals closed, and yeah, everyone's got a 30-day window now within their program. Look, the timing could not have been worse. I mean, this goes back to the Link Darner departure when that was right around Memorial Day as well. I mean, you know, 90% of the kids out there have already decided where they want to play their college basketball. So, you know, I look at it like this. I don't mind the hire. What I do think is going to be an issue is if they don't start out very well and he's still doing a radio show 2 hours a day, I mean, what message does that send to all the parents out there who, or even the players themselves? Like, what's more important, this radio show or being the mentor and the main person in the entire Green Bay men's basketball program? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we do. Like, boy, do like we that. Ever. We had Scott Vinci on yesterday, and he said the exact same thing. Like, I mean, a coach is all about focus and commitment and –
right.
But I read the article this morning, and he is very confident he can do both. I just don't – my concern – and I'll let Chopper take the next question. But my concern is that it's not just 2 hours. When you talk about show prep and follow-up, that could be 4 or 5 hours.
Two full-time jobs.
Hey, hang on. Mayor, hang on.
I know what he's going to say.
I worked with John Meyer. I worked with – hey, I worked on his radio show. There was no 4 or 5 hours. Okay.
All right. All right, fine.
No, I'm saying that as a jokey joke, ha, ha, ha. But that there's some truth to it. I mean, there's more than just people think, like with TV, oh, you show up, you only talk for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, the equivalent in television, and Mino, you know, yes, taught me this early on, that for every minute you do, you usually spend about an hour preparing something. You have to shoot, you have to write, you have to edit, you have to do all that stuff. So between a 5, 6, and 10 or 6 and 10, you're looking at 9, 10 minutes a day. That's an 8, 9 hour day. Right. So there's a lot more that goes into it. And now what if a player says, hey, coach, I need your help on this matter, whatever it might be. Oh, hang on, buddy. It's between 3 and 5. I'm doing the radio show. Yeah. Can't help you.
And he's got 200 stations. I mean, that's
a big time show.
If it's the money, like, set it aside. You can always go back to that. You can always go back to a radio show if you're that good. So I just think this is a temporary Band-Aid on a bigger issue.
Good
point. Know what I mean? Like, Chopper? If he wins right away, he's going to be gone in 2 years. If he loses, he's going to be gone in 2 years, probably. Like, I just don't see how this can end great.
Yeah, 2 full-time jobs is tough. And I agree. Let's say he does have a great year. Is he going to go to a Power 5 conference?
Exactly.
I mean, he's a big name.
I will say this, though. This is something I mentioned to Scott, and he totally agreed. He said, yeah, but I said, okay, I understand all these things you guys are saying, but when's the last time you saw Green Bay basketball mentioned on ESPN or the Washington Post or the ENN, you know, ESPN-type bumpers that they send out and highlight? You know what I mean? So at least he's doing one thing. He's putting Green Bay basketball in the national spotlight,
should sell
which
tickets.
Nobody's done for a lot of years.
Yeah, should sell tickets.
Go ahead, Burke.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, people are all of a sudden, literally since they upset Jason Kidd.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking 1996 or whatever, or 94. And then you had the Norgard team in 96, but they didn't get a victory. That was different. You got Jason Kidd and Cal with two lottery picks.
Yeah.
Then people were like, whoa, Green Bay, what's this? Who's this little mid-major up in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
And that's been gone for 20, 30, 25 years now.
Yeah.
So you're right. It did bring the spotlight back. I think it's going to be a stopgap to another era, right? You're going to have an assistant. Like, for example, let's say Gary Gresh. If he dips his toe in that water one more time, he's getting the job, right? But that's not going to happen. He's got kids that play in college right now.
Right.
So he's got, his daughter, Gracie, has a full ride to go to play in Wisconsin. So he'll be a popular name in a few years, as will, I don't know, how about the superstar from Kaukauna that's staying aboard and isn't going with Sonny, and he was just hired a couple weeks ago. You know, so you've got – there's options down the road. I think this is a temporary solution for what could be a permanent – problem with the NIL money and the transfer portal.
Well, that's the thing, Burke. These mid-majors, I mean, we had the really great player last year, and, I mean, say what you want about buying players. They're buying players. I guarantee you, TCU said, hey, we're going to give you $100,000 cash or whatever the amount is. I don't know the amount. But, I mean, that's the way it works now. Right. It used to be, come look at our beautiful campus and, hey, check out our weight room. Now it's like, we'll write you a check.
Nope.
Can Green Bay compete?
It's all about the money, man.
Exactly. So maybe they really had to go out of the box to try to,
And Burke, you were there, but John and I went to the, what was that dinner? Steak dinner? What's
steak dinner,
The steak fight dinner. And, to hear him talk about, this is it. This is my home and raise money, write out checks because we need the money to advance. And then he's gone. I just hope the support is there that people don't look at this as, not sure. Because some of these checks they're asking for are significant.
Yeah. Even the auction things are going for like $8,000.
Right. So.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Well, Burke, we appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Go ahead, Burke.
Let me make one real quick point. I've talked to two coaches who have both been dealing with they're very tight within the Division I ranks in basketball and football, and it is a issue. Like, there are average guys asking for six-figure deals because they know they're not going to have a pro career, and this might be their one chance to make money.
How much do you think you could have gotten from Oshkosh?
Nah, $100 a week in a bar tab.
Bar tab. Thanks, Burke. We'll be back with Ryan Scott from NBC 26 back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin-based company is recalling several cream cheese spreads sold at Aldi stores due to potential salmonella. Schreiber Foods of Green Bay and Aldi say the 8-ounce containers have a sell-by date of August 30th through September 22nd. The companies say they should be thrown out or returned. Guaranteed income programs give monthly cash payments to low-income households. Rachel Barnart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. The money comes with no strings, but research shows it gets spent on necessities.
Like housing, food, utilities, transportation, child care.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 29-year-old Fond du Lac woman was killed in a motorcycle accident on County Highway 00 at Rolling Meadows Drive Wednesday evening. Police say a commercial motor vehicle driven by 33-year-old Ribbon Man turned left in front of the motorcycle. The 30-year-old driver of the motorcycle was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, while his passenger died at the scene. Names were not released. May 17th is Bike to Work Day. That's tomorrow, by the way. And in Oshkosh, the celebration will include a gathering at Opera House Square, complete with refreshments and even some minor bike maintenance, says Sean Lynch, owner of Winnebago Bicycle.
You know, just say, hey, want me to check your tires or lube your chain or, you know, make a small adjustment or something? And I have a little carafe of coffee that New Moon graciously gives me to hand out to people so that they can enjoy a cup of coffee on their morning commute.
Bike to Work Day is a smaller part of Bicycle Safety Month and Bike to Work Week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. When a show becomes a hit, it's easier to get big stars to sign on, such is the case with Only Murders in the Building, which is about to launch season 4. Entertainment Weekly reports that a new trailer was released on Tuesday, which showcases all the new faces, which include Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis, Eva Longoria, Meryl Streep, and Molly Shannon. How's that for star power? It also doesn't hurt that people want to work with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short. And Selena Gomez isn't too shabby either. Only Murders drops on Hulu August 27th. Are you ready for more Terminator? The franchise's latest installment is an episodic animated series set in Tokyo in 1997. Entertainment Weekly reports the show will have more of an emphasis on the horror genre from the first two feature films. Head writer Mattson Tomlin says the series will have all original characters and will take place just before Judgment Day. Episodes for the show will drop August 29th at 3 a.m. You can have the entire season completed by lunchtime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 70. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing after midnight 52. Tomorrow sunshine 79. By Saturday sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh,
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here, 8:34, a beautiful Thursday morning, 45 in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 50 in Oshkosh. Listening to us at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Very honored to have joining us right now, Ryan Scott, General Manager, NBC 26. And you know, Jim always gets mad at me. Okay, because we'll get a guest in, and what do I do, Jim?
You start talking to them about where they went to high school. Did you know this coach? Where's your allegiance in NBA? And they're here. You're here to talk about all the progress you're making in 26 and the young reporters and your different marketing strategy. But we won't get to that for a while because we're going to talk about your sports background, whether you had it or not.
But I'm going to say this. So last time we met, we spent half an hour talking about the great sports writers in Wisconsin here.
I believe we all
read the same guys and all their different articles, okay. So it was really cool.
We've got 20 minutes, so I don't know. John's in charge. He can split it up, but yes. So were you?
Ryan Scott, General Manager, NBC 26, joining us.
I appreciate it, yeah. So I'm going to correct that. Station manager. And news director.
Yeah.
Yes.
Station manager. Everything's come up. Like in radio, it used to be program manager. Now it's... What's it even called now, Todd? It's got brand manager.
There you go.
And everything's got different names to it, but you're basically doing the same jobs, but different names.
Titles.
Yes. I mean, one of the things we talked about, and Jim and I actually talked about this, that you do differently, and I think others might start copying this. You take young reporters and you'll put them in a specific community and tell them, learn about this community before we're going to ask you to report on this community. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, this is something that, I thought a lot about and, former bosses and mentors that I've had, we talked a lot about this. I come from the Milwaukee area and worked at WTMJ TV for over 2 decades. And
okay, I got to jump in on one quick thing, though. This is the only guy I know that ever turned down a job at ESPN.
That is true. All right, you want to go that story first?
Sure,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sounds good. So, always my dream to work at ESPN.
As all of us were.
Sure, absolutely. And so, so they called me up one day and said, hey, can you come out here? Can you do an interview? Went out there and I'd heard what the interview process was like.
Right.
And it was, you never know what you're going to be asked, but you need to be an expert on everything.
Yes.
So I had bought what year was that? 1999, 2000. Okay. I had bought a sports almanac and I just went through it one after another, every page. So I go out there and I do the interview and you walk in the door and you hope they ask you about the Brewers and the Packers and the Bucks and the Badgers. And he said, tell me everything you know about the Anaheim Angels.
Wow.
Okay. So I did that. Who's going to win the Conn Smythe trophy? And I'm not a hockey guy.
Right.
So, you do the best you can.
Is that the sportsmanship? I don't even know. Okay.
I don't know. All of my hockey knowledge came from playing Sega hockey, NHL hockey.
Yeah.
So it was a good interview. It went well. I was offered the job. Unfortunately, it was at an amount that I couldn't accept.
Tell them the amount because you floored me when you told me the amount.
We do hear that though. I mean, that's not a secret that, okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Right. At the time, and again, this was back 2000. In 2000, it was $7.30 an hour.
And so, now that I haven't heard that low.
To live in Connecticut, highest.
Yeah. Wow.
So, that was a tough pill to swallow. This was a dream that I had for many, many years. And I went, I don't know how, I had school debt. I was 21, 22 years old. And I went, I don't know how
can't
I can
survive.
Make that work. I cannot survive.
Yes. But that's a little bit, I got to believe that's a little bit like an unpaid internship, but can you pole vault to $200 an hour?
Why does Jim not know?
Well, Johnny, John, we talk about these contracts.
Anchors, buddy, the people that do the real work behind the scenes.
I think you can work your way up. And listen, that's what I did in this company. I started as a part-time teleprompter operator at TMJ.
The guy that just left recently, Norby Williamson, I think. He was one of the main guys there. He started out in the mailroom.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, in like 1980 and worked his way up to the president. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, absolutely, it's possible. I didn't see a path for moving out to Connecticut. And so I stuck with TMJ, and it's worked out well.
Obviously worked very well for you. I just want to say on that starting, and I think a lot of people want to come in as vice president, and it's just not the real world, but we had Randy Van Stratton on here. Mm-hmm. He does the Bell and Run for, I don't know, 25 years. George Kerwin, who ran Bell and Hospital for years and years, started off in the laundry room. I mean, he went to school, but that was his like area of responsibility.
Get that foot in the door.
Little tough to take when you come out of Notre Dame and they say, this is what you're in charge of. But he also became president at just one of the most successful hospital chains and systems. So,
listen, there's a lot to be said for paying your dues. And you walk in the door and you say yes to everything and you work whatever hours they tell you.
Exactly.
And, you know, you prove to yourself and you prove to the higher-ups that you can do the job, that you're willing to do the job, that you say yes, that you show up on time. You know, you work your tail off, and you get the next opportunity.
And so, Ryan, that might sound like, oh, yeah, that's basic. Anybody would do that. No! Well, Ryan, it's hard to find people that will actually do that.
But, Ryan, I want to ask you about that because, you know, those of us who ran companies, I think the younger generation gets a bad rap for, I'm not doing this, vacation's more important, I want time off. Yet you have retained some young talent.
We have. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's more focus nowadays on work-life balance, and I don't think that that's bad. And I've had to pull myself back from the whole, you know, the 50, working too
hours,
much.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm guilty as anybody of working far too much. I don't think it's bad that there's a little more focus on work-life balance and you know, for health, your mental health, your physical health.
Burnout.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in when you're at work, you're going 100%. You're trying to put the absolute best product on the air. You're doing the best journalism. You're doing the best producing, the best directing, the best sales, whatever you're doing. I think it's really important to take some time off and disconnect for a bit. And I do that, and you sort of mentally refresh yourself.
I was at a very big time seminar. In fact, Craig Dickman was in charge of it kind of down in Appleton a couple of years ago. It was all like hoity-toities that ran businesses. Everybody pretty much owned a company. And they had a guy on who was an expert on hiring at corporate levels and everything. And he said the old school of, well, I'm just going to pay him more than these other guys were going to get him. No, because everybody will always up that. That's an easy thing to up. He said, would they be available to go to their kids' soccer games? Would they be available to? He said that is so important right now in hiring really good people.
It is. It is 100%. And we talk a lot about that while we hire people. First of all, our pay structure is a little bit different than the other stations, and I'm pretty proud of that. But you're right. I think there's a lot to be said for how you can sell that work-life balance.
Exactly.
And when I worked in City Hall, we had like
when was that?
Three, four.
When was that? When did you work in City Hall?
Three, four generations.
No, go ahead, say it.
I went to when I was mayor. When we
do a shot every time he says when I was mayor.
Some tipsy people walk out of here.
Listening. Yeah.
But I went to a seminar on just how to talk to the baby boomers, the X, the Y, because you communicate differently and they have different needs, just like you're talking about. But I think sometimes we have to look at the talent they bring. I mean, these are technology, like there's stuff that Johnny and I could never do. I think they're super creative. And you need that to grow your business. You just can't do it with a bunch of old white guys like, you know, some people try to hang on to. You've got to, but you got to give a little.
You do. And every generation, and we talk a lot about this because, right, I'm 48 years old, right? I come from a much different generation than I hire a lot of 22, 23.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And a lot of them come in, they never even had a TV. They didn't have a TV in college, right? I'm holding up my phone right now. Yeah. This is where they get all of their news
everything.
From.
Yeah.
This is where news comes from now. So the fact that they understand that world even better than I do, and understanding the importance of being on digital and being present in digital and having our content look different than what your parents watched on TV 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it's so important. And that's really what we're trying to push is this has to look different than you know, TV broadcasts that haven't really changed in the last 30 years, 40 years. Right. I mean, where's the evolution? And that's what we're really trying to promote.
And the people who are going to be your customers are these younger people, too. So to relate to them, you just, I mean, there's still some older people out there, but when you look at, you know, the bubble, I mean, you're doing the right thing. I just think managers, you could teach a class on just management, because I think sometimes people, when I was there, this is the way we did it. That just didn't work.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't work. I just, there's a better way to do it. That's what I meant.
There is. And listen, I'm certainly not a perfect manager. I've learned a lot along the way, but you treat people right. You have high expectations. And I think that builds culture. Yeah. I really do. And, you know, you manage through expectations and empathy. And I think you're going to get a lot, especially when you have a shared goal in mind.
Yeah. I got to ask this though, Jim. Last night, the schedule came out or whatever. You guys with the big pack. I mean, that's for you guys. That had to be like Christmas morning when you open the package, isn't it?
It was.
The station that carries it. Go ahead.
Listen, I told everybody, do the Packers dance. Whatever you can do.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, of course, you know, anything on NBC, great, fantastic. Looking forward to the first game against the Eagles. That's going to be on NBC 26. Obviously, we have the Dolphins game on NBC 26. Right.
That'd be fun.
There's another game later in December that's on NBC 26. So, no, we love that. And, of course, all the preseason games are on are as well.
He wants to send us to Brazil. What are we talking?
All right. That's you tell me that, John.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
We're happy to cover it on our radio station.
Yeah,
here,
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. I have tickets in my pocket here for you.
Over there. But besides the NFL, I mean, how are your employees, these younger people, to retain them? And we work really hard to retain talent because, admittedly, I have three daughters, but, you know, Nashville, Virginia, New York, they're just not here. And I think they'll come back someday, but I think I'll give you a lot of credit for getting young talent.
Well, Jim's always concerned about a brain drain in Green Bay. He harps on that so much. We're with Ryan Scott, station manager and news director of NBC 26. But that is one of Jim's main passions. We got to keep talented people in Green Bay or Northeast Wisconsin even.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
The goal behind what we're doing, which is bringing young journalists in and putting them in different parts of our market. And when I say that, I feel like I need to kind of explain to your listeners who haven't watched us in a while. For years and years and years, the focus has been on Green Bay. All right. And that's where a lot of the reporters live. That's where all the stations are, that sort of thing. And what happens is parachute journalism, which is something bad happens somewhere. Manitowoc, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. Everybody parachutes in and sticks a microphone in their face, all right, and says, tell me what just happened. And then they leave until the next bad thing happens. The fact that we have people living and working in these communities and they're embedded in and part of that community and reporting on what goes on in the community, not just the bad news, but the good news, the dynamic people, the dynamic businesses, all of that is kind of the goal of this, so that we're giving a market tour every single day. So it's not just news about Green Bay and the surrounding areas. Now, getting back to your question, my hope is that as people come here, they fall in love with the area like I have fallen in love with Wisconsin, right? It's not a guarantee. This is, Green Bay is either a starter or a second market for a lot of people in this industry. But many have fallen in love with this area.
No question.
The people are beyond nice. It's safe. It's affordable. You know, I love Wisconsin. You can either go, you have theater, you have music, you have food. You're close to Milwaukee and Chicago, or you can get in the middle of nowhere in no time.
I remember when we did a big campaign in 2005 or 6, but it was on recruiting healthcare, because healthcare kind of boomed here when Aurora took off. A lot of these doctors like to hunt and fish. I don't think sometimes they had the time to do it in medical school, but they really like that. And to say that, like you said, in 45 minutes, 50 minutes, you can be – they love that about Green Bay.
I know a guy – I forget what job it was. He took over. It's like Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't know. And he was a big outdoorsman. He said, you want to know what convinced me to move to Green Bay? And he said, I feel stupid now because I was taking a walk by the river, and I saw all these fish jumping. And it's like, oh, my God, those must be walleyes. And they were carp.
Sorry.
You didn't realize that. So they said in sheep's head. But still, that's what sold them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, the people are I'm going to go back to you. The people are beyond nice. I mean, we're
going to set a quick break.
Yeah, I want to talk to you. But I something else I want to bring up,
pick that up. Susan, come back with Ryan Scott, station manager, news director, NBC 26. We still got Sports Showdown to talk about.
Love it.
And Olympic coverage to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. My name is the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. We're with Ryan Scott, station manager and news director of NBC 26. Huge things coming up. You got the Packers, you got the Olympics, you got Showdown, and you got a lot of stuff on your plate, Ryan. Go ahead, Jim.
No, just to say, Ryan, and I think one of the reasons Johnny and I took this job or wanted to do this job is just to connect more with the local community. I mean, and I know you've been in media a lot longer than I have, probably not as long as John, 40 years, but we've just, but people, they'd come to me when I was, and they'd say, you know, Mayor, the city's going to hell. And I was like, where do you get your news? Mm-hmm. But it was all like you just talked about. It was the car crashes, it was the shootings, and there's so many good things going on. We're trying to elevate some of that. I mean, we've got to be realistic about where we live, but you know, we understand there's some homeless and some fentanyl mm-hmm. problems, but there's a lot of good things going on. And I just applaud you for doing that because I think it's going to help elevate the pride of the city and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. This is – news has gotten a bad rap, right? But some of it is
some
deserved.
Some of it's deserved.
Some of it is deserved because the theory for a long time was go follow the scanner, right?
Yeah. Right.
Where's the garage fire? Where's the car accident? Yeah. Where what ran into a pole? What horrible thing just happened?
Yep.
You know – as time has gone on, we've realized that doesn't really move the needle. And so you're not going to see us as NBC 26 if there's a garage fire someplace. It's very serious to the person whose garage that was. It probably doesn't affect the 400,000 people that are in this market or many people who even live in that community. So if it's important to the community, it rises to that level, we'll cover it. We typically do not cover a lot of commodity news like that. Now, you're right. There are bad things that happen. We have to report on those. And I think it's important that we report on those. Right. But I do think you have to have this balance and it's always a balance and you can't, that pendulum can't swing too much into we're always doing light, fluffy, good news either. Cause I think that's dangerous as well. It's what is that mix?
And I'm going to say something. I know you guys did really good coverage on this and it's cause I know you're Pulaski people and everything. Mm-hmm. When they had the tragedy with the fire, the bonfire mm-hmm. type thing, that was the thing. Okay, it happened in a small community, but boy, that was an interest to everybody because that could happen in any community.
Yeah,
and those are the kind of stories I think that your reporters do a real nice job on, not just making it this local one block story, but how does this affect everybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody that's got a kid that's gone to a bonfire, took notice.
Absolutely, 100%. And that was a story where a reporter at the time who was covering that, her name was Katie Shiro. I mean, based on the connections that she made in that community, she was able to go down to Milwaukee to the burn unit and visit with that family.
Yeah.
Right now, we have Perry Apostolakos who covers Pulaski and has made just a lot of connections in that community. I think it's a really good example. It's a terrible story. But
I tell you what, you also educated this community on. They were dragging their feet a little bit on getting some of this done. And I think that's okay that we bring out, you know, government's not perfect, right? The police are great people, fire are great people, but you know, I just thought that was good that finally we're going to hear something because everybody knew how sad that was. Mm-hmm. And I thought your station did a good job of saying, well, this has to happen after this, you know, and I think that's important that educate, but inform the community.
I appreciate that. Yeah. One of our jobs as a journalism company is to push public officials, right?
Right.
We are all fans of the police, and we're all fans of the leadership of the cities. But there are tough questions that need to be asked. And we're not afraid to ask those tough questions and push for that information.
I want to apologize, though, for a couple of years ago. You had maybe 3 years ago now, you had a young guy there, really a nice kid. Can't remember his name. He was the Pulaski correspondent. And he was like there for one of our very first games. And I said, are you covering the story that, you know, nobody's been able to solve? He goes, what? I said, well, haven't you talked to the police? He goes, no. I said, well, you got to call them, see if there's any leads. He goes, on what? I said, on who stole the quiche guy?
I said, John, you got to call a chief
young
of police.
Kid. Goes, I didn't know about this. So, yeah, it's a bit of mystery. The what? The quiche guy. Who stole the quiche guy?
Yeah. So, and then you explain to him what a quiche guy was.
No, John did. No, John would never. John would never help somebody. No.
But you know, one of the things, let's talk a little bit about, you're talking about the, we're talking Packers, talking Sports Showdown, which Ted and I just love doing. We have so much fun doing it. And I can't think of a more fun thing that I do in my life these days than Showdown. But the Olympics and the Packers are two such big things. And Teddy now, who's been my best friend for I don't know how many years, you know, he sees it from the sales side versus, oh, you know, when you're just on air, you think salespeople are just printing money and people call them and say, I want to buy everything. Boy, there's a, you talk about different moving parts that all have to come together. Isn't that the truth?
It's true. It's very true. They hustle. They really do. I'm incredibly proud of our sales folks. But you're right. It's not an inexpensive endeavor to run a television station. And, a lot of that support comes from our sales staff and the local businesses in Northeast Wisconsin, who really want to get a message out to help grow their business.
Yep.
So, Ted does a fantastic job. You do a fantastic job on Showdown. I can talk about that all day long. If you want to talk Showdown.
we have fun. We have a lot of fun. They even just put, Todd, our producer, put, wait for it. He's going to ask.
About?
What do you ask everybody that you're impressed by?
I ask if you have any interest in politics, because my concern with politics, let me just tell you, I mean this too, Ryan. And it's no secret, legal out of county board, 20 out of 26 people ran unopposed. And I think people are sick of it. I would never get into that cesspool, you know, but if the good people don't step up, and this is 60 minutes of the story. I mean, this isn't a Jim Schmidt thing. I mean, this is no secret, and it can lead to some other things as well that aren't good for the committee. So I really, and Johnny's right about that. We've had some unbelievable guests, and I think I know a lot of people, but I don't know everybody. And they come on like you. It's the first time we met. And, you know, to spend 4 or 6 years in politics, I think can really help a community. You're helping a community now because you're getting the truth out there. And I think that's important. But do you think about it? Do your player, do your reporters think about it?
About getting into politics?
Yes.
No, the answer is no.
thanks.
Everybody's answer is no.
So
not one guy said he was kind of interested.
So I am a political geek. I follow politics very closely, very, very closely. I think there's no better state in this country to follow politics if you are into politics. It's as purple as they come, right?
Right.
So I am far more interested in holding politicians accountable and asking them the tough questions. You're absolutely right about people not running. I don't think that's good. I look at some of these congressional districts and the fact that there's not somebody from the other party running,
right,
I think is a disservice to the community.
And Illinois has changed that.
You got to get him on your other show.
Yeah, I will.
We'll talk about that. Leaning Local, about local politics.
All local. Okay. It's pretty good stuff. Actually, this Sunday we have, it's at 1 o'clock, we have just, I'm interviewing two homeless people.
Huh.
It's going to be, and you should hear these guys. One was a chef, one slept in a park on the slide so animals wouldn't get at him.
Wow.
I mean, but these guys are Green Bay people, but they're really, they turned the corner. Anyway, thanks for coming. You're awesome.
Ryan Scott, station manager, news director, NBC26. We'll talk a lot of exciting things coming out.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. What a great lineup of guests. Todd, you're the best, and your intern's not doing bad, too.
I don't know.
See ya.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pat Kreidlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.